That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a good time yesterday and the entire holiday week. Tonight we're going to talk about predictions, and I'm going to try to go around the world. I'll do the best I can. I want to say something. In the beginning of developing accuracy in all psychic abilities, whether they're hunches, intuition, gut feelings, or clairvoyance, begins with a person regularly practicing being honest with themselves. And that is very important for you to know about psychic predictions. Anything can be changed. And I will say that there's a lot of darkness around, and it's been around since 2020. And we have to work through that darkness, before we can get to the light. So of the destructive, darker energy that came in 2020, less than 20%, generally speaking, has been dissolved and healed. But there's another 80% that cannot be stopped from coming in. Yes, it can be shifted to manifest in different forms, and we have already shifted a lot of really heavy manifestations. But we have to have that energy come in for some reason. And the most important thing in 2023 are going to be weather disasters and food. is we have some things going on that are not too swift. We had weather disasters. We had the Indonesia tsunami. We had the Japanese nuclear disaster. We had the Venezuelan government and society's upheaval in all areas of the world. And we had the COVID pandemic. We've had major worldwide economic problems that are still going on. We're about to experience global food scarcity, which we have never had before, energy scarcity, homelessness and housing scarcity, and wars, including the Russian-Ukraine war. Wars and rumors of wars, as well as widespread conflicts with other people, which we see everywhere, even in our own personal lives, with others in our lives, and others worldwide. And people are causing such stress and destruction. Now, there's a lot of things that could have manifested even further, like the physical North and South Pole shifting, but they didn't. And so therefore, the ocean didn't fall in. This was set to happen, but millions and millions of light workers have contributed to the spiritual level to make this particular scene not play out. The same with Yellowstone. So when I say to you that prayers and meditations have already helped change our world's future, I mean it in a big way. By the way, we've also avoided a much larger world war, but we have much work to do, so much work to do. And no one will ever take away, remember this, no one will ever take away your own personal choices to believe what you hear or not believe it. All of us choose for ourselves what to believe in our lives, and no one can ever take away what God has given us, and that's free will. So I wanted to start out by saying that there's a major change coming that will affect the way we work, travel, and provide for the safety and security of our families. It will begin with a blackout in New England, which will be all over the news. And it's going to be blamed on climate change, but it is not climate change. They're going to blame it on that. This is something that is being constructed, planned, and carried out. A Boston power outage forces thousands of people to spend the night after night for weeks in public shelters. It's important for you people to know what is coming in so that you can prepare. But also know this, catastrophic event will make a lot of people a lot of money. After all, there has to be a good reason for this ugliness to be staged. I know it's hard to believe that people of power are planning to do this, but it's true. No one else is going to tell you this. But I'll tell you something. Cities like Boston don't go dark and freeze in the wealthiest country in the world by accident. Without oil and gas, there's no electricity, no transportation, no heat, no air conditioning in this modern world. There's no light. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no computers, no travel. Everything economical ceases. All you can do is play cards by candlelight and search for wood to keep warm. First Boston and then Europe. There's a oil and gas area called Yoland, and it's owned by Russia, and it is above the Arctic Circle. It has all the gas and pipelines needed to supply the world. It's the largest in the world. So it finished building in 2018. And guess who was the first person that bought the first large ship supply of that oil. Yep, the U.S. government, the top political officials, and they brought it home. People like Warren and Elizabeth Warren and Murray and the people in Massachusetts brought it into the Boston Harbor so that they could be warm throughout this event. It will happen this winter, mark my words. America needs to produce at least 50% more gas and oil, and only a handful of companies can make this happen. It's going to take a catastrophe like this Boston event, plus inflation or recession, to make the Biden administration change course on the necessity of fossil fuel and infrastructure. There is not another affordable way to produce energy around the world that's been developed yet, except for oil and gas. LNG terminal. Does anybody know where that is? LNG terminal. It's in Boston. And they have the largest supply of natural gas. And we also have the infrastructure to develop more. We are the largest exporter of natural gas due to fracking, which now has been stopped. While the green energy people tell you about wind power and solar, what they don't tell you is that natural gas gives 80% of more fuel supply to the electric company. Okay, so then what happens? A coal-powered and nuclear-powered plants are phased out. Natural gas is going to come in to replace them. Know this. Green energy is unreliable. The weather has been too extreme. There's no sun at night. And the expense of the batteries to do all this is overwhelming. Not only that, how are the batteries made? Where are they made? They're made in countries like China that use coal. This is all unbelievable. But the liberal state politicians find that this doesn't win votes. They don't want anti-fraction laws or regulations. They want to stop any new pipelines from being built. They have killed the bill designed to connect New England pipeline with Pennsylvania. No new pipelines since 2008. As a result, New England has had to import natural gas from Trinidad and Tobago. Incredibly, the U.S. would rather buy gas from Russia than develop our own energy supply. And this has resulted, listen to this, this has resulted in over $3 billion higher energy costs in New England compared to Pennsylvania. All of the extra supply here in the U.S. now has been rerouted to Europe to capture the highest prices possible for natural gas. Of course, they're going to go where the prices are higher, and they're not concentrating or caring about their own people. When New England runs out of natural gas this winter, there won't be any available anywhere because it's all going to Europe. Why would our political leaders allow New England and Upper New York State to become utterly dependent on foreign nations for our energy when we have so much available energy here? We've become the largest exporter. These facts have been available for over a decade, and it doesn't make any sense at all. Or does it? Who will benefit? And how has it come to this? How has it come so far? In the future, oil and gas productions will peak, but not this year. This is the year of darkness and extreme cold. So this is the first of my predictions, and I thought it was the most important, especially since I've in my meditations from June on, I live in New England, New Hampshire, have been told to get out of New England for the winter. Get out of New England for the winter. Be safe. And I did. I'm down in Florida, and all kinds of changes are going on down here, but at least I'm safe. Watch out for earthquakes, for hurricanes, for the flu. But the most important thing, besides this Boston escapade, will be the food shortages. Poor weather brings crop shortages. The weather gets even worse because of global warming. There will be a total breakdown of law and order worldwide. There's going to be a cattle illness, so we'll have a lack of butter, milk, and cheese. And the fish stock is going to dry up because of poison in the ocean. And the supply and delivery chain has broken down. I want to talk about the fish for a minute because, as many of you know, I've been a devotee of Amrita Nandamayi, the wonderful guru from India. Her website, if you want to go and investigate her, is ama.org. And she told us in 2018 not to eat sushi any longer because it has poisons from the ocean. I want to tell you something else. The fast food chains are going to break down. I predicted this in 2015 on Coast to Coast. I said that McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Dairy Queen, Subway, and other fast food chains were going to close. And I think that this may happen in 2023. But it's not because of the weather and food shortages. It's because of poison. I believe that there's a nation, possibly China, that is developing a food poisoning to put in that kind of food so that the people will get sick. So you have to be careful. Just be aware and be careful and get the freshest food that you possibly can. Now we're going to take a little break, and I have a lot more to tell you, but I do want to listen to our weekly cosmic tip. Please listen carefully, and we'll be back after this message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of January 2nd through January 8th, 2023. Happy New Year, everybody. The beginning of 2023 is overflowing with powerful, loving vibes. If you're single, now don't go rushing off at the stroke of midnight, hoping to meet your Prince Charming. He may not appear to you until the wee small hours of the morning on January 1st, or perhaps a bit later in the month. Fun, spontaneity, and emotional warmth await everyone on this festive holiday, so make sure that you're surrounded with people that you care about, or you go out to a party where you can meet new people. Personal and social developments are, in a sense, never really concluded in one's lifetime. Life is like a big river, and mostly we can only see later on what decisions were activated to put us on our subsequent path. It's like skimming a rock across a lake and watching the circles, but never knowing their depth. Nevertheless, in 2023, we will still have to find the answers to important questions for our life and our times. Lots of changes are coming. Lots of them. There's three parts to 2023. Depending on the astrology, which is what I work with. It will be very interesting to watch it all. This year, we will be dealing with completely new issues because in March, at the spring equinox, Pluto enters Aquarius for the first time since the 1930s. And Saturn also changes signs at the Virgo full moon on March 7th, moving from Aquarius into Pisces. But the year 2023 begins with a rather intense constellation right away. Venus and Pluto are in conjunction on the last degree of Capricorn on January 1st. Mars and Mercury are retrograde, and the Sun squares Chiron a day later. Perhaps it's just the aftermath of exuberant New Year's Eve celebrations, but we all need to have a serious talk with ourselves about desire, about money, about security needs, and about wishful thinking and reality. There is a difference. However, this serious mood takes on a more relaxed note after January 3rd, as Venus enters Aquarius. Unexpected creative solutions can now appear out of nowhere. Dare for once to experience with an uncertain outcome, because it could be well worth it and the outcome could be fabulous. A motivated can-do attitude prevails early in the week, making it an excellent time to set your New Year's resolutions or get new business and begin some nice creative projects. Everyone is flexible and open to new ideas and willing to try new things, especially on January 5th when that Capricorn Sun trines Uranus in Taurus. You can surprise yourself and others with some unconventional solutions. Careful now. The energies grind to a halt on Friday at the full moon in Cancer. This ushers in a weekend that could be full of suspicion, power plays, manipulation, and some hurt feelings. Try to remove yourself as soon as possible if any drama starts around you, and don't give in to the energies. Don't answer back. Don't try to have one up. Just walk away. As for world events on this weekend, it's very possible the scheming people will be revealed when the truth about their past actions are unveiled. January will be a very interesting month in that regard. Expect a lot of turmoil, upsets, and shocks and surprises. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or to book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Hello, I'm back. My goodness. So we're going to go on with what's going on. I want to tell you about my friend Shirley MacLaine. She wrote a book called Out on a Limb, and it was made into a movie in the late 1980s. This is what I have to say about that book. Every single word in it is true. And if you can find that movie on YouTube, find it. Out on a Limb by Shirley MacLaine. So there's a few parts to 2023. And it's going to manifest. Part one is going to manifest as hurricanes hitting the Caribbean, more typhoons in the Pacific, more trouble with North Korea. China wants to attack Taiwan, but they won't. And increased digital attacks on protected systems. So they're going to get into the protected systems too this year, and there will be a lot of cyber attacks. It's going to manifest as more earthquakes in South America in the mountain ranges. But there'll be more UFOs will be reported, mostly because the ET visitors have been here for many decades, some more than a century, with the big majority being in South America, in the mountains, in the Andes. And the next biggest majority of ETs are in Asia, specifically Russia. ETs are very cautious with China because China will not hesitate to fire on them or attack them. China will not tolerate any visitations. The Ukraine will continue the war into the fall of 2023, possibly a few months later than that, depending on your perspective. Putin doesn't care about any ceasefire or stopping. His only desire is to destroy as much of the Ukraine as possible. He believes his onslaught will make them surrender, and he will dictate their future from then on. He is very unaware of what effect the experience of oppression and then the freedom from oppression feels like and how it can change a person. Those who have known both are more determined to hold on to self-governing and self-determination. We see how this is in the U.S. with more people working to bring in a higher consciousness, the need to work against prejudice and abuse, against any culture or social group. Remember, abuse doesn't have to be just physical. Abuse can take the form of verbal attacks and mental and emotional coercion and persecution. So Putin will eventually send some troops onto the borders into NATO countries, but only to throw rocks, to be irritant to the Europeans. I see his reaction to more countries that are joining NATO as being there only in threats and only in occasional military action. But Putin's effort and intent is to 97% dismantle the Ukraine in every way possible. If he were not receiving any pressure from the world, he would continue unimpeded for as long as he still had mutations and people who would pick up a gun for him. But an even greater pressure comes in from Europe, and the West will help eventually push Putin troops back enough to bring a ceasefire, a very loose ceasefire, meaning that Putin's forces won't adhere to a ceasefire of 100%. Make no mistake, his anger and rage at the current status and his desire for the resources and control of the Ukraine are what is driving him. And Ukraine has very, very strong resources around the entire globe, which is what I'm trying to do with my predictions. 2023 will be having new challenges for many. These challenges are related to long-term effects of the Russian-Ukraine war, continued problems with the COVID virus in certain areas, and ever-worsening severe and serious weather problems. The challenge of inflation mostly comes from these problems. In the Middle East, the first half of 2023, we're going to see the Middle East oil-producing countries have a dip in prices from the sale of oil. The price of barrels of oil will fluctuate, coming up, coming down, but not much overall. However, there will be some problems dealing with transferring it from one nation to another, which I just talked about a little bit. Not shipping, but rather somewhat difficulty in selling and buying because of oil prices. During the second half of 2023, prices will go up a little bit, and these countries will be happier about their prices and sales. The economy on the whole will be relatively stable in the Middle East. The problem of 2023 will not be the economy for these oil-producing nations. The weather problem, as I said, will be extreme heat. There'll be a few days in the Middle East of 130 degrees in areas. And if 140 degrees happens, it'll happen as a fluke. But I see 135 to 136 degrees being confirmed. That's hot. The United Kingdom, the economy for 2023 will be sluggish, with Britain working to develop and maintaining independent economy via Brexit, and businesses of Britain all over will have be sluggish and some diminishing and some producing stronger product. In general, many large businesses will try to diminish losses by reducing benefits to employees while still maintaining perks for the higher executive. Why is it always that way? We have got to get to a place where it is more balanced. This will happen all around the globe. The belief will be that this is a short-term economy problem, because a belief that the summer economic numbers will get better. Overall, the UK in 2023, the economy is not going to be thriving or showing any signs of getting much better until we get to 2025 and 2026. I don't see it sinking into a recession, but only a little bit. Around the globe, 2023 and 2024 will be years looked up as no movement, will be years looked at darkness, being stuck, being frozen, meaning that they're not going to get better and they're not going to get worse. The UK in the winter of 2023 will find supply of heating fuels to be down, which will raise prices. The winter can be compared to the previous recent winters. I'm not seeing any drastic changes, but it will be more of the same, with only a slight trend for it to become a little bit worse. In general, the change in climate of each season is noticeable, but also slowly moving people into being aware that each year it's getting a little bit worse. I don't see drastic changes happening very fast. I see it happening over time, in steps, allowing the people to acclimate and ready themselves for weather changes. Humanity is long past the time that anything majority can be done for the energy manifesting in the years currently upon us. At this point, if only minor changes continue to be what is chosen in the living pattern of the earth, this century will see massive changes in weather over each of the next four decades, getting worse and worse each year. We can see just how much worse when we look back at the previous 10 and 20 years of time, and we look at the weather patterns. The grandchildren of this current generation will not know a world that we've had, or even the world that we have now. For the most part, people will be living inside more than in the past, because summers and winters of more intense heat and more intense cold. However, because it's only slight changes from day to day, week to week, we humans will cope and adapt and will work with not getting to the boiling point. 40 years ago was the 1980s. The 1980 weather pattern was not a cause for alarm, but warning flags were being announced and disregarded. The Amazon rainforest was being deforested rapidly even then. That is a major cause of climate change. It is not everything that these leftist people are saying. It is the deforestation of the Amazon rainforest as well as the sun solar flares. The process which contributed to global warming were happening in the weather extremes and record-breaking. Now this happens every year. It wasn't happening then. If you try to imagine where we'll be in 40 years with this climate crisis, you will underguess. As long as we continue on the path of doing very little. But when energy sources change from greenhouse gas creating to cleaner energy, then greenhouse gas diminish, the earth will recuperate and rebalance. We are not going in that direction yet. We are not prepared. We do not have alternatives to cutting off our supply. We have to develop them. In the United States, in 2023, the U.S. economy will be a bit choppy, like ocean waves can be choppy. At the same time, it gets slightly better coming out of the elections of November 2022, the ones we just had. The vast majority of Americans will experience the economy being slow, steady but slow. In general, it will be erratic for 2023, the summer months, for the most part. But it's not going to cause major problems for the general public. However, it will be a very uneasy state of being and definitely not a time to invest in the stock market unless an investor is willing to sit on the stock for at least 3.5 to 4 years when we will be through the worst of the worst. And I've talked about this for a long time. I've talked about this since 2018. We are in the dark days. The cause of this erratic behavior in 2023 will be events happening in Europe and in China. While the causes are continents away, the effects around the world affect the whole world, including the U.S. The economy will stabilize slowly somewhere going into the autumn months. However, this is not a good time to speculate and dabble in the stock market around the world. There will be a lot of erratic behavior contributing to many ups and downs in stocks in general. Instead of investing, hold the investments at least until the summer of 2026, not this year, when noticeable economic increases will be happening. Excuse me. So during the stock market, during this decade, Toyota stock will be strong. And I said this last year. Toyota stock will be strong because of the increased demand for electric cars. Honda will have a breakthrough with electric cars in 2028. This will cause the stock price to go up. If you invest in Honda before 2024 and sit with it through the end of the decade, you'll do quite well. I want to talk a little bit about homelessness. One of the areas of the problems for the U.S. and many areas of the world is that there's a relatively unseen segment of the population who are going to sink into homelessness. Then on top of that, the U.S. is going to experience more destructive events. Hurricanes on the East Coast, which contribute to the loss of home. The entire eastern coastline and Florida will again see hurricanes or storms breaking up hurricanes. The growth of the homelessness will be slow, but it will happen. The housing situation will not improve in 2023, although there are a lot of industries and policymakers and elected officials looking at the problem of the shortage of housing and trying to give hope to people. Solutions will come very slowly. The homeless shelters will see a percentage go up, especially of families coming in. But the demand will still exist. And those who want to make as much money as possible in the housing market are going to raise prices even higher. Higher percentages of income will go towards rent and home pricing, and hence will create a downturn in the economy again. And this will continue throughout the entire year of 2023. Gas prices will continue to cycle through a range of prices, up and down. The cause of this up and down numbers is speculation on the Russian-Ukrainian war. War destabilizes many things, including gasoline at the pump, as well as other resources. When the snowball effect happens with food and other necessities, the price range averaging from a $2 a gallon will shoot up. And in a few places, it may be lowered, but it's going to go back up to $7 to $8. I said that in the summer months, it will go up to $10 a gallon. But $9 a gallon may be the highest range. The price in the U.S. will be dependent on one's location in the U.S. Near the end of 2023, gas prices will fluctuate in both directions depending on each event. I see the government working to keep the prices down, which could have an effect on helping prices to stay lower. But I also see some events happening in August of 2023, which will cause gas prices to skyrocket. These events will be more of a global conflict around late July, early August. Watch for this type of event. If it happens, the prices will begin to rise and then go down during the autumn months and then go back up at the end of the year. As time continues, I will recheck this, but this is what I'm seeing at this time. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. We're going to take our half-hour break, although we've been longer than a half hour. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody again. And let's listen to Joanne Campbell sing her famous song way back in the 50s. I thought it would be appropriate for tonight. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Is almost through. It's New Year's Eve, and I'm with you. Happy, happy New Year, baby. It's been a year I won't forget. So many things I recall. The joy of spring, the thrill.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Happy New Year, everybody. And we're working on the predictions for 2023. And luckily, all of this is recorded, so you'll be able to download it and listen to it this week on bbsradio.com. So please tell your friends, and they can all listen too, so they can at least hear the warnings of what I see coming. I'm going to do a little bit more about the weather in the U.S. In January and February, the U.S. as a whole needs to prepare for another winter, which will stretch us out, meaning that it will be just as difficult and a little bit more so overall than in the past. The weather will be all over the place and very chaotic. The weather builds upon itself, meaning that the previous weather influences and acts as a foundation for the current and future weather. As extremes continue to happen, the pattern drives into us even more extremes. The states just east of the Mississippi will face harsh winter conditions. This has become commonplace and should not surprise too many people. The Rocky Mountain states already know to expect a serious winter weather this year, about like it's been for the past 3 years. And the western states in the summer will once again experience severe and deadly drought with rising temperatures. And this can be expected almost every year now. A few days in the two winter months, January and February, Texas has to deal with freezing temperatures again. And I mean freezing temperatures below 20 degrees. But right now, I don't see it being a long-term period. I see it being at the end of January or sometime within the first 14 or 15 days of February. Texas will have some small scattered local power outages, but not as bad as it did have in 2021. There will be no state outages. 2023 being somewhat similar, but only slightly more severe than 2022 because of pockets of freezing fronts in Texas. As usual, the climate change crisis will be one of the major factors of 2023, which will cause the most hardship. The weather patterns for the planet are not going to get any better, but the worst of the worst will not be the winter experiences. For some, it might be, but not for everyone. Yet I'm seeing freezing storms for the states of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, and the western part of Pennsylvania, that's Pittsburgh, and the western part of Virginia and West Virginia. This pocket will see storm events and extreme weather conditions during the winter. I'm seeing a loss of services possibly for 6 to 7 days, but not more than 7 days. And some of the types of pocket states during this event. And that's the states that spill over into the states I mentioned. Either electricity or heating fuel is going to be a problem. I see electrical blackouts and down lines in northern New England, New Hampshire, New York, Maine, and the Midwest and Plain states. Mostly electricity loss for up to 4 or 5 days. There will also be spots having this effect throughout the Rockies. I'm going to tell you something. This will happen. This will happen. So prepare now. There's a higher number of tornadoes. There are too many to identify. So I'm just going to tell you that tornadoes in general terms in the U.S. during 2023 will be equal to 2022, but more. I'm seeing a range of about 195. There are human influences that will affect the numbers. No surprise there.
And I can't get more accurate, but that isn't what's important. What is important is that you don't need a psychic to get a sense of what's coming. Sense it for yourself and prepare. The weather we have is always built from the weather we've had previously. The very serious weather is coming in many forms in 2023 and a higher extreme than any previous years. I'm not trying to be on the nose and exact. I'm just trying to tell you. And if you don't believe it, prepare without believing it. You don't have to believe it. Okay, I do want to address the shootings in the U.S. Mass killings. I'm not going to give any predictions about where mass killings will happen in 2023 or when. There are too many that are going to be happening throughout the years ahead, and they're going to happen everywhere. The largest one of contemporary comparison with the current method is being carried out has not yet happened. So it's being set up, but it hasn't happened yet. I sure would like to stop it. The political will for change is not strong enough at present in the United States to make any changes in the gun laws. Lack of adequate gun control laws and shooting, whether in school or otherwise, will always go hand in hand, regardless of any arguments presented. This is not the first time in human history that children have been targeted. Herod, during the time of the birth of Christ, targeted all male children up to the age of 2 to be killed. There were people who carried out those killings. During the Holocaust, children were targeted just as much as adults, and there were people who carried out these killings. Even in the U.S., we have events in our history of people targeting and killing children and children alongside adults. I can't answer any questions about this topic because there's nothing I can give. There is no resolution except to change the laws. Common sense is what's required here, and too many choose against it. If you live by the sword, you're going to perish by the sword. For us in this time period, the sword in the United States is a gun. And the statement is coming true. There is nothing from on high that deems the United States as being sacred, or anything sacred about the existence of the United States. It can perish as well as any other nation. Everything must evolve or end, including laws evolving. The people that wrote the Constitution certainly knew nothing about automatic weapons and Uzis. If there's no major change happening to the gun laws in the U.S. by 2065, the U.S. will come to an end in the 23rd century. There are other factors happening as well. If all things regarding this issue stays the same, it can happen sooner than the 23rd century. But it won't be in this century. What I see is that 50 to 75% of the population alive today will reincarnate and be alive when it happens. It will happen by way of people at the time. And a high percentage of people today want change. They want some gun laws. Not to take guns away from people, but to stop the horror of the gun laws and what they bring. A rifle and a pistol is not the same thing as an Uzi or automatic weapon. So, I'm going to say one more thing and then will close for the night. What I have said for the past several years is that the former president would not be the nominee. That's Donald Trump. He will not be running for the Republican nomination in 2024. Beginning in October and November of 2023, he will announce officially that he will not run for the nominee. But he's not going to announce it until February of 2024. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to break off and be with another party. But what I saw in 2020 was that Joe Biden would be in for two terms. He would not make it through the second part of his second term. So if we have Trump and, for example, Ron DeSantis and Biden all running together, Joe Biden will win. Now, I keep this information private, and I only tell a few people. The energy associated with each person choosing for themselves is significant and influential on an energy, on an energetic and mental level. Even though there are real things that have real effects, each thing belongs to the thought of the human being thinking it. Each thought of each human being deserves the respect of their own decisions, thoughts, and feelings about their life. God gave this to us and respects every soul's free will. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of tonight's show. Yes, there's a lot more I could say about many different subjects. I did want to get to the crypto and the money. Maybe we'll do that next week. Let me know. Send me an email. Now it's time for our meditation, and we're going to hear the song from Barbara that's going to remind all of us to unite, find love in our homes and in our communities, and band together for what we need. And it's one God. Well, I've been happy to serve you tonight, and I'll be back next week. It's amazing that I got here tonight with all the changes I've had personally. I love you all. Hope to hear from you. And now get ready for your meditation and your special song. Thank you for listening and good night. Up our eyes.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow.
Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up.
And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.